This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Let's Play Doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative. A lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. I want to talk about the legendary pop singer Prince, who was found dead in the elevator in his estate and age 57. His top album, of course, was Purple Rain, sold 25 million copies of that one. Legendary guy. And it is said that he'd been, quote, battling the flu, unquote, for a week or so. And he canceled, and he was on the stage, and he just couldn't go on. He in Atlanta, Georgia, and he took his private jet heading back home. But instead of going all the way to Minneapolis, where he lives, he asked the plane, the pilot, to do an unscheduled landing in Moline, Illinois. He went to the hospital, and they kept him for 3 hours and released him after they felt he was under some kind of control. Everything was stabilized. And then the next morning, he was found dead in the elevator in his estate. And, of course, this goes along with our children will be buried before us. This is the first generation of Americans where the kids will be buried before us. And I don't know if his parents are still alive, but he died at 57. And it would not be unusual for, say, his parents to be 80-something in their 80s and could be burying him, right? And so what's going on here? Why does a guy of this stature die alone in an elevator after suffering flu symptoms? Well, the possibility is, high probability is, and we'll find out from an autopsy, because when you have a situation like this, by law in every state, a medical examiner has to do an autopsy and find out the cause of death. Okay? Well, he could have had an embolism, a blood clot in the lung, because if you have the flu, let's say he did have the flu, he could get in this flight compressed air in the airplane going from Atlanta again towards Minneapolis, had an unscheduled landing in Moline, Illinois. He could have had a embolism, a blood clot in his lung. He could have had a coronary thrombosis, where he had a blood clot in a coronary artery. He could have had the beginning symptoms of things like a cardiomyopathy heart attack. And we will know from the autopsy if he had a blood clot in the brain, the lung, the heart, or if he had a heart attack from cardiomyopathy heart disease, a deficiency of a single mineral. Because he gets out there on the stage and he sweats like an athlete. And what does he drink? Does he supplement? We don't know any of those things. And this will all come out. And so we'll have a more complete picture. But I urge everybody to get a hold of that trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy, and begin to do your own monthly physicals. Kind of keep track of things. Don't wait until there's a crisis. You don't wait to put oil in your car until the engine burns up. You put oil in your car to prevent the engine from burning up. So I want everybody to realistically take the 90 essential nutrients, something as simple as the Healthy Start Pack, all 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, and give your body what it needs to maximize its genetic potential for longevity and for health and fending off disease and strength and speed and intelligence and making good decisions and all these things. You need raw materials to do these things. Doctors have the silly idea that your genes are autonomous. You can take a handful of genes, throw them in a bucket of salt water, and they'll make a human being. Or they'll make a liver, whatever. But that's not true. They require 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, And I urge you, again, to get a hold of the books Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy, and learn how to prevent and reverse as many as 900 different diseases using vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and rare earths, amino acids, fatty acids, herbs, and aromatherapy oils. That's a trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. And I would also throw in, you know, for good luck and actually helping you have some basic understanding before you get to those three books, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and the newest book, a bestseller in Amazon, Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. And we need to start taking care of ourselves. The medical system has failed us terribly. Here's a guy. Let's look. Doctor's failure to make a proper diagnosis killed Elvis Presley. Doctor's failing to make a proper diagnosis killed Michael Jackson. Doctor's failed to make a proper diagnosis with Karen Carpenter killed her. Okay, now we have Prince dying. You go through all these people who are entertainers. I wonder what Steve Jobs' parents felt like when they buried him at age 56. What did Iwata, the CEO of Nintendo, what did his parents feel like when they buried him at 55? What did Vice President Joe Biden feel like when he buried his son, Bo, at age 46? Okay, what did past President Jimmy Carter feel like when he buried his grandson, Jeremy, at age 28? What did the King of Dubai feel like when he buried his son at age 33? Dying of a heart attack while he's running. Okay, so it doesn't matter what your station is in life. A very, very well-respected, very wealthy, very successful entertainer like Prince, okay, or politically connected, okay, like Joe Biden and Jimmy Carter and the King of Dubai, are wealthy, like the parents of somebody like Steve Jobs and Iwata. It doesn't matter if you're wealthy. It doesn't matter if you're connected. It doesn't matter if you're a successful entertainer or athlete. If you're not taking the 90 essential nutrients, you're going to die early. Why give up 25 to 50 years of your life unnecessarily? Contact your Youngevity associate.
It's the Let's Play Doctor Show with Dr. Joel Wallace. To speak to Dr. Wallace, call 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We're back with Leslie Doctor on the Tomorrow Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open.
Spreading the news.
We're spreading it, Frankie. Okay. Our toll-free number is 1-877-912-PLAY. And it's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And, Chuck, let's go way up northwest to Washington State. And Paula, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. I have a question regarding my 40-pound lab dog.
Okay.
And, about a week ago, she had like cotton ball-sized balls on her underside of her neck, and the inside of her thighs down below her belly was kind of swollen up. So I googled it. It sounds like she has Lyme disease. So and the treatment said that it was antibiotics. So I have some of your longevity killer biotics, and so I started giving her 6 a day, and she seems like she was getting better, but she's still, I mean, she's losing weight, and her breathing's getting labored. Is killer biotics something that I can keep giving her, or maybe I should give her more, or is it something that that I can treat at home?
Okay, well, first of all, you could continue to give the killer biotic to the dog, no problem. That's not the issue here. But we don't have a diagnosis, okay? This is a diagnosis you made, and so it would be worth $30 or whatever it is for an office visit and get an opinion from a veterinarian, see what they think it is, okay? That would be helpful. And this dog had no lumps and bumps, and you wake up in the morning, the next morning he's got lumps and bumps. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, just kind of happened that way, but you can kind of feel it, and it's getting more and more and more, and so I just started.
Yeah, I would spend the $30-$40 and go say, look, I've got a dog with some lumps on the skin. I don't want a complete physical other than what's necessary to make a diagnosis here. You know, you don't want to run up a couple $100 if you don't have to, so just say, you know, blood test and a physical exam here. Tell me what you think this is.
Okay.
And then call me back on that. But what I would do, make sure that and you may have been given the dog food for a long time, but I would definitely make sure the dog food is for a large breed of dogs, so it has more mineral in it. I would make sure the dog food is gluten-free to maximize the absorption of nutrients. Even dogs, you're not what you eat, you are what you absorb. I want the gluten out of the dog's life. And the fact that the dog is losing weight and breathless and that kind of stuff, I would think there's a possibility of it being something more serious. Also, if it is Lyme's disease, I'd go ahead and give it some of the tetracycline antibiotics necessary to deal with the bug that causes Lyme's disease. And let's see here. And, you know, you don't want the dog to be uncomfortable and so forth. So I'd find out what it is, and then I can give you some more information. But it wouldn't hurt to give it the Arthrodex. It's one scoop for 25 pounds of body weight, so 40 pounds. I'd give it 2 scoops of the Arthrodex in his food every day. And remember, gluten-free food. And then I would also throw in something like the Z-Radical, which is a liquid, tastes real good. Kids love it. Dogs don't seem to object to it. And at a 40-pound dog, I'd go ahead and give a tablespoon twice a day, which is 1 quart a month of the Z-Radical, and then by that time you should get some kind of sense of what's going on from a veterinarian. Call me back, and we can be more specific, okay?
Okay, Dr. Wallach. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
We have a friend who has Addison's disease, and we have Googled, we have went onto YouTube for under you and Dr. Glidden as well. You don't have anything on Addison's disease, but you do have adrenal failure.
Yeah, well, Addison's disease, when the adrenal cortex is shut down, and not performing, not producing the hormones. And so this person I would get on a gluten-free diet, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils. I'd make sure that they're getting about 6 to 8 eggs a day per 100 pounds of body weight. If they weigh 200 pounds, that can be 16 to 20 eggs a day. No problem. They can go up to 25 eggs a day for a 200-pound person because the testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, and adrenal hormones, adrenal cortical hormones, are what we call steroid hormones, and they're 95% by weight cholesterol. And so if the dog is on a diet, the dry dog food that contains gluten, cholesterol is one of the first things you cannot absorb. It's a big, clumsy molecule, very difficult to absorb, even under ideal circumstances, but certainly when you have a gluten problem. And so I would definitely get on a gluten-free diet. Go ahead and have them take, 4 to 6 eggs a day. And I would throw in addition to the Arthrodex, it'd be 2 scoops a day in the food. I would throw in the de-stress. This is a human. I'm sorry. I'm backing up here. The human, I'd go ahead and give him de-stress, 3 of those twice a day for 100 pounds of body weight. That does have adrenal tissue in it. That'd be 2 bottles a month for 100 pounds of body weight. And, again, it's got to be gluten-free. And then I'd also give this human being the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs, 1 per 100 pounds of body weight. And let's see here. I would also throw in synaptive. Even though it is the adrenal cortex, the synaptive has to do with the communications of nerves, and the adrenal gland is just full of nerves as well as hormone-producing properties. So let's go that direction, then call me as soon as you find out what's going on with the dog, and then call me and let me know how this person with Addison's disease is doing. I've seen him really turn around very quickly. I've seen him resist and not have a good result. Invariably, when they do not have a good result, they do not get gluten-free. Some people say, I'm gluten-free, but my husband won't do it. I'm gluten-free, but my dog has been eating the same dog food forever and turns his nose up at everything else. I guarantee you, a dog, at least after a day or two, will start eating whatever you give him. A spouse may not. So, okay. Give me a call in a couple weeks. Let me know.
Thank you so much, Dr. Wallace.
Okay, you bet. Well, hang on, folks. We're going to be back with some more Truth, Justice, and the Youngivity Way on Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
This is the Let's Play Doctor Show with Dr. Joel Wallach. If you'd like to speak to Dr. Wallach, call the number at 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529, the number to connect to Dr. Wallach, Dr. Joel Wallach, on the Let's Play Doctor Show.
At the age of 53, I was bent over, I could barely walk, and I was in pain 24/7. Then I discovered Dr. Joel Wallach and his longevity company. I'm now 57, I'm standing straight, I'm walking 95% better, and I'm pain-free. My joy is mixed with sorrow. 34 years ago, I had a baby who was born severely handicapped. Had I known about Dr. Wallach then, my son's suffering might have been avoided. I want everyone to know my story so other children do not suffer unnecessarily. I've written a novel based on my experience with Dr. Wallach and longevity. It's called I'm Sorry, Oliver by Alison Tomlinson. And it's available on Amazon in paperback and Kindle versions. That's I'm Sorry, Oliver by Alison Tomlinson at Amazon.com.
Well, I went to the doc, and he informed me I no longer have diabetes and quit taking any of the medicine.
Well, how long have you had diabetes?
12 years, I know.
And then how long have you been on the longevity products?
About a year.
Now, isn't that phenomenal?
And one more thing, my hair is growing back.
Your hair
is growing back? I've been bald for 40 years. I've lost close to 100 pounds.
Did you use the ASAP to help you lose the weight?
Yes, I did.
And I know your story will give hope to a lot of people who have weight challenges, who have diabetes challenges. And we actually have thousands of people a month who have the same experience as Ted does. We have people who were diabetic for 30 years. And in 30 days, their doctor declared them diabetes-free.
Did you think that you were destined to be diabetic or overweight forever? Call for a free consultation today, 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
We're back with Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngivity, 94 Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's go out to the Midwest in Illinois. And Ramona, Ramona, you're on the air.
Yeah, Dr. Wallach. I have a follow-up question to a question I asked you a couple of weeks ago regarding a female who is experiencing kidney issues, digestive, and high blood pressure. You already told me what to do, what the supplements to give for her, but she was told by her doctor that her calcium levels are high and that she should stay away from that had calcium in them. And so, of course, the supplements that Youngevity has,
Okay. Well, let's stop here for a moment. What would be the cause of high levels of blood calcium?
Well, I'm assuming because she's not, she probably has a gluten intolerance and she's not absorbing her nutrients properly, that maybe her body is trying to make up for it some kind of way.
You're exactly right. Her body's trying to make up for it by her parathyroid is pulling calcium out of her bones. And is overreacting, and so this is not unusual when somebody has a gluten intolerance for their blood calcium to be high, okay? And so the doctor should be put in jail, okay?
Okay.
As opposed, this is exactly 180 degrees of wrong advice. They'll usually say, oh, my God, look at your calcium levels. They're 25. They're supposed to be below 10. And, no, you know, you can't have any dairy. For God's sakes, don't take any calcium supplements. When, in fact, what she needs is the calcium supplements quiet the parathyroid gland down, and so it doesn't keep pulling calcium out of the bones. Within a week, that calcium will drop right down into the normal level. So she actually needs more calcium, not less. But if she's not absorbing the calcium that she's supplementing with because she's still getting gluten, somebody in the household is not giving up gluten, the dog food, the dried dog food's got gluten in it, she, you know, has can't give up the French toast after church every morning, you know, every Sunday morning, can't give up the French toast at one of these breakfast houses and that kind of stuff. Well, it's only once a week kind of thing, right? But this is a life-threatening situation, not because of the elevated calcium, but because she's not absorbing nutrients. And there's other nutrients that in deficiency can cause sudden death, okay? Mm-hmm. And so such as ruptured arteries and cardiomyopathy, heart attack, and this sort of stuff. She can also get thrombotic stroke where she gets a blood clot in the brain, pulmonary embolism, she gets a blood clot in the lung. And so she's really got to work on her gluten problems. And again, get rid of the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils. And this is going to reduce inflammation, allow more absorption of nutrients. And the kidney failure, she needs one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. And for the high blood pressure and the kidney failure, she needs in addition to the healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight, she also needs the ultimate daily classic tablet, 3 twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. There's one two, because the ultimate daily classics are actually small bottles, so she'll need 2 of those bottles per 100 pounds of body weight. And then actually, she also needs one ultimate cardio stick per 100 pounds of body weight per day. That's one box per month. There's 30 in a box. And then I would also have her take 2 a day, 1 at breakfast, 1 at dinner, of the ultimate niacin plus. As one bottle a month, and all these are designed to support and promote healthy blood pressure, support and promote healthy blood flow through the filtering units in the kidney. When people have kidney failure, especially when they're on dialysis, almost all the time they do not have a kidney problem, but actually the arteries that are carrying the dirty blood into the filtering units are plugged and not getting good blood flow, not delivering efficiently the dirty blood into the filtering units. That's the problem. And so we have to come at this in a different way than the doctors would. Otherwise, it's not going to end well. Now, they'll get her to do a kidney transplant without her changing what she's doing. And in 6 months to another year or two, she'll be having to have another kidney transplant. I've had people have 3 and 4 and 5 kidney transplants because the doctors never told them to change their diet and supplement properly. Okay? And so this is a critical moment. Now, what I would have her do, and I know what the answer is going to be, but she should actually get second opinions from other doctors. I would throw in some DOs, okay, osteopathic physicians, because they know a little more about nutrition than medical doctors do, and have her take her laboratory work to this other guy who should be a DO and say, okay, what do you think? Why do I have such high blood calcium? Okay, and you're more likely to get a correct answer from a DO than you are an MD. And even naturopathic physicians sometimes, depending on what school they went to, don't get taught the proper information here. And so that's the recommendation for your person with the kidney failure, high blood pressure, and the high blood calcium. And stick with us, folks. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Young Givity Way with Leslie Doctor after these messages.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We're back with Leslie Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE, and that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And, Chuck, let's go way back out to the West Coast again, to California, and Natty. Natty, you're on the air.
Yes, Dr. Wallach. I had a question for my pastor. He feels like his metabolism has shut down all of a sudden, and having a rapid weight gain. 5'10", 185 to 190 pounds, but he was 170 to 175 normal.
And he also, now, did you say this was your pastor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And
yes.
How old is he?
About 53.
53, okay. Now, does he have any other issues, you know? Does he have high blood pressure or diabetes?
I think he takes medicine for blood pressure, but he does... I don't think diabetes, but he does cycle about 80 miles on Saturday and about 40 miles. So he's an avid cyclist.
So he's an avid cyclist, okay.
Yeah.
That can be good or bad, right?
Yeah.
It can be bad if he's not supplementing properly.
Correct.
For instance, Gatorade has 2 nutrients in it. Powerade has 6 nutrients. And our sports drink, Rebound, has 100 nutrients. And so if he's cycling, somebody needs to get him, you know, once a month a case of the cans of the Rebound, our sports drink, which has 100 nutrients in it, and that's going to support replacement of what he loses in sweat. Sweat is not water, so I would kind of go there. The whole thing, his whole problem may just be that he's losing so much sweat and all these cycling things, he's just drinking water. Sweat is not water, and rehydrating is a good thing. It's a necessary thing, obviously, but sweat is a soup that contains all the nutrients floating around in your blood. And so let's say you're not supplementing properly and you might only have 60, 70 nutrients instead of all 90, but they're coming out in the sweat. If you're just drinking water, you begin to get a serious deficit in anything you have stored in your body can no longer call on reserves in the bones and the liver and other fat and other tissues for these nutrients, and suddenly you start breaking down And it's kind of ironic that when you can't absorb very well and you're losing nutrients, you actually gain weight because being overweight and being obese is a factor of nutritional deficiencies rather than eating too much and lack of exercise. This is a very good case in point. Okay? So at 190 pounds, I'd have them take two healthy brain and heart packs per month. It'd be selenium, three of those twice a day, three at breakfast, three at dinner time, 1 ounce of the OsteoFX Plus at breakfast and dinner, two scoops of the Beyond Tangerine 2.0 NutriCrystals at breakfast and dinner, three of the EFA Pluses at breakfast and dinner, three of the EFAs at breakfast and dinner, and all that will be accomplished by the two healthy brain and heart packs per month. I'd also get him two large bottles of glucogel so he can have 15 of those a day, five at breakfast, five at lunch, five at dinner. That's to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix, bone itself. And then I would also have him, particularly for the weight gain, wouldn't hurt for him. 5'10", I'd like to see him weigh 175, so he may be 15, 20 pounds overweight, depending on his bone structure. And for his high blood pressure, I would throw in the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. I'd have him take three of those twice a day. It's two bottles a month. And I'd also have him take the Ultimate Cardio Sticks. I'd have him take two of those a day, one at breakfast, one at dinner time. That's two boxes a month. They come in boxes of 30. And I would also throw in the Ultimate Niacin Plus, one at breakfast, one at dinner time. That's one bottle a month. And all that's going to support and promote healthy blood pressure levels, support and promote healthy blood flow. And the goal here is to, by actual measurements, either at the doctor's office or personally, measuring his blood pressure two, three times a week. And as his blood pressure drops, he can reduce the amount of medication he's taking because medication doesn't have any nutrition in it. And high blood pressure is a symptom. It's not a disease of its own. It's a symptom of perhaps a half a dozen other possibilities. And so we want to get to the root cause here, and we need to know a little information. Well, thank you so much, Natty, and give us a call every couple of weeks. Let us know how Pastor is doing, and we'll walk you guys through this. We'll be back with Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future result.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. I just need your body, baby. I'm just
Joel Wallace. Wallach here for Youngevity, 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, listen. All right, let's go to Maryland and Perpetua. Perpetua, you're on the air.
How are you doing, Mr. Dr. Wallach?
Well, fine. Thank you so much for asking. How can I help you today?
Yes, so I have a problem, something moving up in my body, and I already tell the doctor sometimes they think nothing moving, but I know what's going on inside it. So I do so many tests, but they say nothing is wrong, but inside something in the night I will feel it come up like crawling from my back to the chest.
Okay, now stop there. Okay, now, so you've been to doctors, they've examined you, and they've done all kinds of tests and things. They can't find anything wrong with you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, but when you lay down at night, you feel like there's things crawling up and down your chest or your back, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I already know what your problem is.
Yes,
sir. I already know what your problem is. Now, do you have any high blood pressure, diabetes?
No, sir. The blood pressure, they say I'm on the level. But I already picked it up.
Okay, so you're good with the blood pressure. No diabetes.
No.
Now, how old are you? How old are you, Perpetua?
I'm 50.
50 years old, about, give or take, okay? And how much do you weigh?
168,
okay, thank you. And do you have any other issues? Do you have any diabetes or high blood pressure or anything like that?
I don't have diabetes. They say that in the level that it's diabetes, I'm on the borderline.
Okay, so kind of a pre-diabetic, a borderline thing. Okay. Okay. Have you shrunk any in height since you were a kid? How tall are you now?
One one. Yes, sir.
Well, that doesn't make any sense to me. How tall are you? Okay. What is your height?
Okay, 1'5".
I'm having a struggle here. So, are you 5 foot tall?
Is 5'5". 5'4".
Oh, okay, 5'3". Okay, now we're talking. Now, 20 years ago, when you were 30 years younger, or right, when you were 30 instead of 50, 20 years ago, were you 5'4", were you 5'5", or were you the same height?
I'm 5'4".
You were 5'4", so you lost an inch. So you lost about an inch, okay. Well, what you have, I think, is what's called a peripheral neuropathy, okay? Because you've lost some height, which usually means degenerative disc disease. The vertebrae get closer together, and they begin to squeeze the roots of the spinal nerves coming out from between the vertebrae in your neck, your upper back, your lower back. And this can cause creepy crawlies in your legs, your back, in your chest, in your front of your legs. And this can cause you to wake up in the middle of the night with discomfort or pain, and have to get up and go to the bathroom sometimes because it's squeezing the nerves that control the bladder. It can cause your heart rate to go fast. Because of squeezing the nerves that control the rate and rhythm of the heart, called atrial fibrillation. All these things are possible. And since they can't find anything wrong, they're pretty good about finding diabetes and arthritis and high blood pressure and all that kind of stuff, heart disease. They love to find it because they make money when they find it. If they looked, they couldn't find it. The odds are you don't have those things. But I would bet since you lost that inch in height that you have degenerative disc disease or bone spurs or both in your vertebrae and your disc in your back. And so what I'm going to suggest is this. You need to get rid of all the bad stuff out of your life. Get rid of all the inflammatory foods, and let's get rid of the gluten so we can increase your efficiency of absorption. So no fried foods whatsoever, nothing fried, no exceptions. Absolutely no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites. That means no deli slices, no sandwich meats, no sausage, no ham, no bacon, no bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, and jerky. Absolutely no oils. This means no microwave popcorn, no theater popcorn, no olive oil, no coconut oil, no margarines, mayonnaise, television, and cooking oil, and no gluten, no wheat, no barley, rye, and oats. Because you're pre-diabetic, I would also stay away from natural sugars like juices and sugary fruits, you know, like plums and that sort of stuff. Banana is probably okay, but I'd stay away from the sugary fruit. No apple juices and grape juices, those kind of things. And then your body weight, I'd have you take 2 of the healthy brain and heart packs per month. Okay, that's 1 per 100 pounds of body weight, and 188 is pretty close to 200. So I'd have 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. And all this is on docsrecipe.com, D-O-C-S-recipe.com. So if I'm going a little fast for you here, this will allow you to get the information again, docsrecipe.com. And so that'd be 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, 1 full dose of everything at breakfast and dinner. And again, this is to support and promote healthy maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, muscle, bone makes the bone itself. And then I would throw in 2 bottles, 2 large 240-count bottles of the glucogel. So you can take, that's per month, so you can take 15 a day, 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner time. And then I would also get what we call CM Plus capsules. CM Plus capsules, I get 3 bottles a month of those. So you can take 9 a day, 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner. And they're going to give you a global anti-inflammatory, anti-pain, sort of analgesic relief here. Okay? It's going to give you some pain relief. It'll reduce the inflammation all over your body, including these roots of the spinal nerves. And let's see what goes on there, and change your diet immediately. In Maryland, it's going to take you about a week. If you don't already have the products on your hands, it's going to take you about a week to get out there from the West Coast. But the diet, you can start immediately, getting off all the bad stuff. That's going to get you going and get you started. And then call me every 2 weeks. Let me know how you're doing. And we'll walk through this with you because I think we've figured it out. And the doctors actually helped us by looking and looking and looking. And they can't find anything that begins to narrow it down to, I knew there's a back problem. As soon as you say when you lay down at night, you get these creepy, crawly things in your back and your chest and your legs. That's also called restless leg syndrome when it's in your legs. And that only happens from degenerative disc disease. And you had to have shrunk, and I asked you, yes, you shrunk an inch. And so that's how I can figure these things out. But the doctors helped us by telling us that we had no other problems to deal with. So give me a call in 2 weeks, Perpetua, and bring us up to date, okay?
Okay, doctor, one question. I am a cancer survivor, breast cancer. I've
hey, praise God.
This medicine.
Yeah, so you're still on some medication for your cancer?
Yes.
Okay, well, I would stay on the medicine. Okay?
Okay.
Stay on the medicine. You're doing good, so you're a cancer survivor. I wouldn't change anything there. But all this is going to help your immune system, so it's also going to contribute to supporting your immune system, which is your best friend when you have a history of cancer, okay?
Okay, then your wife will give me a code number. All this thing you're telling me, is she you're going to refer you to?
Okay, well, whoever you talk to, okay?
Primary?
Yeah, whoever you talk to, okay, and they will get you an ID number so you'll pay wholesale prices, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then call me in 2 weeks and let me know how you're doing in 4 weeks and 6 weeks, and we'll walk you through this. Our children will be the first generation of kids in America that do not live as long as their parents. The medical system has failed us so terribly. This is the pinnacle of a red warning light here for us. Our kids are not going to live as long as us. We spend more money for health care than all the other nations of the world combined each year for health care. And what do we get for it? Our children are not going to live as long as us. So we have to begin to look around and say, okay, what are we going to do here? We need to take control because the medical system has failed us. I would go ahead and, again, get that trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy, and learn how to deal with over 900 different diseases using vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and rare earth, amino acids, fatty acids, herbs, and aromatherapy oils. That's a trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. And I would also get Dead Doctors Don't Lie and get Epigenetics and begin to take control of your own health and the health of your family. If you don't do these things, you will be standing at graveside bearing your children. If you do not do these things, you will be standing at graveside bearing your children. All right? There was a big article, a lead article in the April 16th issue of, April 16th, 2012 issue of Food Chemistry, where they looked at the top 8 baby formulas in North America, Enfamil, Similac, Gerber's, Carnation, and others, ones you're very familiar with, very well respected. They said these baby formulas, when they analyze them, have less than 20% of the minerals and vitamins necessary for proper development of our kids, less than 20%. Dog food has 100%. Chicken food has 100%. Laboratory rat food has 100%. Sheep, pig, cows, and horses have 100%. And your kids and your grandkids have less than 20%. If you do not supplement these kids, you will be burying them. Okay? I can't urge you enough. This is not me. This is the Food Chemistry Journal and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Well, stick with us. We're going to be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Young Givity Way. And let's play doctor after these messages.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Leslie Doctor Lamar Radio Network, Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. And Chuck, let's go out to North Carolina. And Carol, Carol, you're on the air.
Okay. Hi, Doc. You talked to me 2 weeks ago, and you told me to call you back.
Okay.
I am 77 years old. I'm 5'6 and a half. I weigh 118 pounds, and I have osteoporosis and have had for, 5 years. And recently, they said I have arthritis in my neck in the 6th and 7th vertebrae area. I am a Pig Pack Plus member and have been for 3 or 4 months. You told me to take 5 glucogels 3 times a day, which I've been doing that for the last 2 weeks. I'm concerned about the how you take the Pig Pack Plus ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
I saw on the web that it said don't take it when you are taking phytates. I guess that's how you pronounce it. Take it 2 hours before or 2 hours after you eat seeds or rice or beans. I kind of am confused about how to take this.
Sure. Well, what you want to do is take it with your meals, all right?
Okay.
Now, let's say have breakfast.
So
you're,
Wait a minute. Okay, so if I take the 2 ounces, you know, of the Pig Pack Plus the pills, I'm to
But
take
you want to split it up. Don't
meal.
Take it all at once. Do not take it all at once. You want to split it up, half in the morning, half in the evening.
Okay, so half an ounce in the morning and a half an ounce in the evening?
At your body weight, that would be correct.
Okay.
Now, here's what I want you to hear.
Do I,
Okay, here's what I want you to hear. So you asked me 17 questions. I've only got a minute here. If you don't let me answer them, we're going to have to go, and you're not going to get any answers. Okay, so basically, you have to watch phytates. They are found in things that snap when you break them, like raw carrots, raw broccoli, those kind of things, beans and peas and lentils and plants in that group, food in that group. And so what you want to do is, like, for breakfast when you're having your eggs and you have some fruit, all right, that's fine. There's no phytates in that. Okay, that's when you can have your morning stuff. And you have beans, you know, mixed bean salad for lunch, and you have throw some carrots in there and so forth, and broccoli for a salad. I wouldn't take my supplements at that time because there's lots of phytates in there, and they bind on particularly to minerals, and they go out the other end, and you don't get full advantage of the supplements. And then for dinner time, you can have, you know, a piece of meat or poultry or fish or more eggs and more, and vegetables now. And the vegetables, I'd be taking cooked vegetables, things that that breaks the phytates apart when you cook the broccoli and you cook steam the vegetables, including carrots and stuff like that. And you can bend them, but they won't snap because you've broken up the phytates by cooking them. Okay? And so, but you got to stay away from stuff where, like, breakfast or granola bars and breakfast cereals are just made out of seeds and nuts and so forth. Those things will interfere. If you eat handfuls of nuts all day, then you're going to have trouble because there's lots of phytates in nuts. Okay? There are substances that have phosphorus in them that bind onto your minerals and lower the efficiency of absorption. So it's really quite simple. When you're going to have phytates, just don't take your supplements. And you can arrange it. Just need to split up your supplements so you're not taking the whole dose at once. You want to split it up. And so have your phytates, consciously have your phytates at one meal a day and take your supplements and the other two meals a day, and then you won't have the problem. And the book that you want to get to look at some detailed answers on phytates, in Chapter 11 of the book, Rare Earths and Cures, it goes into many of the things that prevent the absorption of minerals. Of course, there's a nice big section on phytates, the chemistry, how it works physiologically and so forth, and what to do to avoid the negative effects of phytates in your diet. Give me a call every couple of weeks if you would, Carol. We'll walk you through this. Well, thank you so much, Chuck. Superlative job as usual. Thank you, everybody. Super job. A lot of great testimonies and questions. Thank you. Thank our military. Thank our Navy SEALs. And God bless America.
Program is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners as their own primary health care provider will consult with or refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.